AJ's Playhouse on Demand. You're soaking in it.
Let's do...
This is Get Smart with Tanya.
Good morning, AJ.
Oh, it's up with a cute new intro.
I like it.
All right, LaTanya hit the street, finds two little kids, and asks them general knowledge questions. Gene and I each team up with the kid and try to predict what they will know. Today, it's you and Rio, I believe, G.
What's your name?
Rio.
Rio? That's a cool name. How old are you?
Five.
Five. So you're in school right now, right?
Right.
What school do you go to?
Kindergarten.
You go to kindergarten? Do you know the name of your school?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Sunset View.
Sunset View. Wow, okay. Do you have a favorite song right now, Rio?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite song?
Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Zippity-Doo-Dah. That's a cool song. What's your favorite TV show right now?
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid? Why do you like that show?
Because I was a mermaid and I love mermaids.
Your hair is really long like a mermaid. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
Grow it out long like a mermaid?
Yeah.
Very composed kindergartner there.
Yeah, she does sound a little older.
Yeah, she had her stuff together. Her jam is Zippity-Doo-Dah. All right, and it's me and Matthew.
I'm with...
Matthew.
Matthew, how old are you?
5.
5 years old? Wow. What kind of movies do you watch?
The Bee Movie. Yeah, we have that movie and we always watch it. And it go out of the hive. Once sting the bee.
Once one stung you? Where did it sting you?
On my face.
Did you cry?
Yes.
I would have cried too. Where were you for Halloween?
Black Spider-Man.
Ooh, the Black Spider-Man.
I was a bad one.
Oh, you're the bad one. And did you shoot webs out too?
I had a web blaster.
Ooh, fun. Web blasters.
All right. You got to know Matthew there a little bit. No shame in crying when you get stung in the face by a bee, Matthew. Put it right out there. Yes.
I know.
Yes, I cried.
You got stung?
He did.
Yeah. I was like, you got stung too? That must be really traumatizing. I don't know, for a little kid to get stung in the face by a bee. Jeez.
All right. Let's
get to it. He loves the bee movie.
He loves the bee movie, and even despite it, keeping a very open mind about bees, despite the attack. Question number one.
What game uses X's and O's?
No.
Rio will not have her tic-tac-toe game on lock.
I don't know.
You don't know? Have you ever played tic-tac-toe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the game.
She still didn't put it together. All right, I say Matthew will not know.
Tic-tac-toe.
Oh,
right. You're so smart.
My dad teach me it.
Your dad taught you that? Yeah. Do you like playing?
Yeah. I always won.
Is there another game that you like better?
Yeah. Star Wars.
Star Wars. Whoa.
Solid. All right. So we were both, you were right. I was wrong.
Oh, yeah. I was right. So I got a point.
Question number two. You keeping score over there, Sonic?
Yeah.
As always, with perfect accuracy.
I'm the man.
What kind of shoes would you wear if you were going to go running?
What's the answer? Running shoes?
Tell you what the hell kind of question is that.
Running shoes or tennis shoes?
Is that runners.
No.
I'll say yeah. I think she'll get something that we're going to think
we'll
is right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shoes that are sneakers.
That's
fair
right.
Enough.
That's a good type of shoe if you're trying to run. Do you like running?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like exercising?
Yeah.
What's your favorite exercise?
Scooters.
Scooters. That's a fun exercise. Yeah.
Telling you, she's 5. She's but sneakers as opposed to her stilettos, right?
What else?
It's all that you know when you're 5.
Sandals. They wear sandals.
Her Manolo Blahniks.
What shoes are you wearing when you do Taibo?
Jimmy Choo's.
I don't think Matthew's going to come with it, even though it's the only real answer you're going to have as a little kid. I still think he's going to find a way to get it wrong.
Sports shoes.
Sports shoes? That's a good answer. Would you wear sandals?
No.
No, why?
Because I got a blister, and they really hurt my blisters.
Oh, yeah. She's been there and done that with playing around in sandals.
Blisters hurt your blisters, you guys.
Okay, all right, nothing. Wrong again for me. Question number 3.
Tell me one place that I can buy a hamburger.
Oh, every kid knows where to get a hamburger.
They're going
to
say McDonald's. Yes, for sure.
In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger. Yum. Have you eaten dinner today yet?
No.
No? What do you feel like eating for dinner today?
Chicken.
What else?
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Chicken and ice cream.
Dude, she went In-N-Out. That's a good... That's whoever her parents are. Good job.
They don't bribe you with toys there. They bribe you with deliciousness. Matthew will know.
Jack in the Box.
Do you like Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
What do you like eating there?
Milkshakes,
yum. You're making me hungry.
Dude.
Milkshakes.
Why are little boys, unique?
they are.
Doesn't it seem, I don't want to be mean because the kid might be listening, but isn't it always the little boy that just goes off at least once every time we do this?
At that age, I'm telling you, girls mature older. It's not until later, I think, in life that guys boys catch up a little bit. So it's really, really distinctive in little kids.
Yeah.
I've seen that with my niece and nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They do catch up, though.
Does he really grow out of it? Because you hear him right now, milkshake, blah! Go out to PB tonight. You'll see grown-ass men, beer, blah!
True.
We never outgrow it. All right. Fourth question.
Name three ice cream flavors.
Oh.
I think she will, Rio.
Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
Nice. Yes, that's right. And what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Vanilla.
Vanilla. When was the last time you had ice cream?
Today.
Today. Wow, Lucky. Where did you have ice cream today?
Because it was a special day.
It was a special day? Why was it a special day?
Because I went with my grandpa.
Aw, what a nice grandpa you have.
It's pretty sweet.
Cute.
Yes, Matthew will know his ice cream.
Yeah.
Garlic and vanilla and swirl.
And swirl? Hey, that's a good one. Swirls when you get chocolate and vanilla together?
Yeah, I like it.
You like it? What's your favorite ice cream?
Chocolate by itself.
Chocolate by itself, that's good, yeah.
I'm a little surprised. A young man with such enthusiasm for milkshakes isn't a little tighter on his ice cream game.
He said swirl.
We counting swirl as an ice cream flavor?
Sure.
Sure, why not? Last question.
Who is our new president?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say yes, Rio will know.
Barack Obama.
That's right. How do you know the answer to that question?
I don't know.
You just know? You're just smart?
Yeah, I'm just smart.
Oh, boy.
Did she say Barack Obama?
She said it pretty close.
Yeah, that's close.
I think, Matthew, you know, I always... When I'm wrong, it's usually because I underestimate the kids. I think that's been my pattern. So I say, yes, Matthew will know who the new president is.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama? I think it's Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Yeah? How do you know that?
Because my mom told me.
Because your mom told you. Wow.
He doesn't have a grasp on his past tense of words yet. A bee stinged him. His dad teached him. And his mom telled him. I like that guy. Aww. Nicely done. Gina wins again. I never win the stinking game.
5-3. Good work.
AJ's Playhouse on Demand.